Galloway and Company on 1033ESPN.com.
Brian Orakpo, University of Texas. Hi, Brian.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man.
No problem.
All right, here's what we want to know. You've been watching Cowboy offensive film. You're having a good rookie year. You've been watching Cowboy offensive film for your visit here on Sunday, and, man, that was ugly in Green Bay. Did you and the rest of the defensive troops pick up any tips on what might be useful in this upcoming game?
Oh, yeah. They gave us a lot of good tips. You know, the way Green Bay was able to get after it, you know, from a whole bunch of different looks. So, you know, best believe we're going to go out there and try to perform some of those things and try to change it up a little bit and give Dallas a little different look.
Now, how tough has the adjustment been for you? Everybody at University of Texas thought of you as, hey, you rush the passer every down. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You get to Washington, they move you outside, and you got to cover on first down. You can't just pin your ears back and go after the passer. Do you feel very comfortable there now? How long has the transition taken?
Well, you know, I'm a lot more comfortable than I was before when I first got drafted in OTAs. Because in OTAs, my head was spinning, you know, just learning a whole new position. It was very tough for me. You know, but at this point in time, you know, my coaches has really taught me a lot of things to help me excel at the linebacker position while I'm doing that. So, you know, it's been good so far, and I like the role that I'm playing now. It's just linebacker on early downs and rushing the passer later on.
Now, Brian, what did you guys see on film in that Green Bay game that Green Bay did against the Cowboys that they had so much success compared to what other teams have done against the Cowboys? What was different?
Basically, you know, Green Bay has that new defensive scheme with the 3-4. So, I mean, it seemed like, you know, they didn't know who to block. And you see guys flying out of nowhere and, you know, hitting Romo from the behind and forcing fumbles. I mean, they're all over the place. So, I guess what we got to do is just switch it up ourselves, you know. We'll see how the game plan and what the calls will be called. But, you know, obviously we got a lot of tips from that game.
So you saw people that looked a little lost at times when you were breaking it down on film?
Yeah, exactly. Either a little lost or just getting beat. You know, that's the, you know, with hard work and keep working it, you know, eventually in the fourth quarter, that's when all the sacks and big plays start happening and able to really get after it once you just keep working all game.
Yeah, by the way, I'm glad we've got Brian on. Brian Orakpo, University of Texas, now Washington Redskins, because he's saying exactly what I've been trying to say all week to you, Mosley, and to you, Ian.
Yeah, he has more credibility.
All right. He's bringing more credibility to it. But what is he saying he saw on film? A defense that just went out there and kicked Cowboy butt. It didn't have anything to do with how many times did they run the ball? How many times did they pass it? Brian, you're just seeing a butt kicking going on by a Green Bay defense, and that's exactly what happened. Am I right on that?
Yeah, well, you can say, like I said, they just kept working them all game, you know, and then Cowboys eventually gave in and Green Bay was able to get after it in that fourth quarter, and that's when all the big plays started happening.
But how much of that was also because the Cowboys were one-dimensional?
They got a good running game now, you know, with Barber and Felix Jones and company. So, you know, they can run the ball now. I mean, when they get behind, that's when you have to be one-dimensional.
Brian, have you got involved in of course, up there it's Dallas week. And there's a lot of hate that goes on, and I don't think there's as much down here in this old rivalry as there is up there. As a rookie, have you noticed now the players get involved in this Dallas week thing?
Do the players do?
Yeah, I mean, do you guys kind of? I mean, you know, the fans hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Does that kind of spread to the locker room a little bit?
Yeah, sort of. You know, it's a big rivalry game, so obviously, you know, we're going to be on top of our A game, and you know they're going to be on top of their A game. And it, like you said, it kind of you feeding fuel to the fire. You know, as the days go on throughout the week, you know, leading up to Sunday, so we know it's going to be a huge game, and you know we're going to be ready.
Now, by the way, did you grow up a Cowboy fan?
Oh, you know, I didn't.
You did not. Don't lie about that.
Seriously, because, you know, I'm a Houstonian. You know, I'm from Houston.
Okay.
You know, and Houston and Dallas, these two big cities, you know, you can't really get along with one another.
So you got to say a Texan fan, right?
Yeah, I got to say, you know, I was an Oilers fan when I was growing up.
All right,
know?
All right. That, now, by the way.
Before they moved to the Titans, so that was my team.
Yeah, that's acceptable right there.
That allegiance didn't go to Tennessee?
What's up?
I said that allegiance didn't go with you to Tennessee?
Yeah, it did at first. It did, because they had the same players, obviously, and Jeff Fisher was the same coach, you know, and, you know, obviously went over before it just eventually just wiped out.
Go back to the Cowboy offensive line and that offense. When watching film, who really stood out to you in that struggling against Green Bay?
With the offensive line?
Whomever.
Basically, on the offense, like I said, the offense was just their defense was just giving them a lot of different looks, you know. And then Colombo went down, and that was really took a big blow. And then I seen the left tackle, I forgot his name,
Flozell.
Yeah, he got hurt a couple times, and then they had to move Leonard Davis over to play his position while he was out for some plays. So they took a huge blow with a lot of key injuries. So, you know, hopefully it carries over. You know, we don't want guys to be, you know, well prepared and everything. We want them to. We want to give them the same look Green Bay gave.
Brian,
that's it, man.
Brian Arakpo, former University of Texas great, now with the Redskins, joining GAC. You show up there in your rookie season. You endure this whole mess that's going on. Zorn gets the play calling duties taken away. You bring in a bingo caller from Detroit. Have you looked up and gone, okay, what in the world's going on? I mean, how has that affected you in your rookie season, all just sort of the turmoil going on with that team?
Yeah, it's been hectic. You know, it's been hectic to hear the media and what's going on. You know, you can't watch TV anymore when it wasn't talking about the Redskins, you know. So I try not to worry about it, because defensively we're going to handle our business and keep it on our side of the room. And offensively, they had a whole bunch of stuff going on, obviously, with the Zorn situation. So, you know, I can't really speak on that behalf, because, you know, it's two different sides of the ball. But, I mean, it's been good so far. You know, offense was able to pick up their game last weekend, get that big win against the Broncos.
Now, Darryl Johnson was just on with us earlier, and he mentioned how he was impressed with you guys, to the fact that you guys have never quit. Against Atlanta, he was calling that game, you didn't quit. Against the Broncos, this team, you know, never gave up. How hard has that been to stay united with all those distractions that have been around you guys and not give up on this season?
Yeah, it can be very hard, because then you can start having your players and your coaches giving up and really not caring anymore, you know. But we don't have that in our locker room and in this team. You know, we got guys that still want to go out there and still very optimistic about the season at hand. We got 7 games left. We felt like the Broncos was the first game of the second half, and we're 1-0 now. So now we got 7 more to see what happens.
All right, now, Brian, this is your last question. To heck with Cowboys and Redskins. Here's the most important thing I've got for you. I'm arranging, it'll happen end of January, state championship college football game, Texas, TCU. I got TCU. I got the Horned Frogs taking them. What do you think, Brian Arakpo?
Are you serious? Horned Frogs? First of all, I don't know. I got Robert Hansen. He's a Horned Frog on our team here, bragging about his team. But, we play a way better level of competition in the Big 12 than the Horned Frogs.
Amen.
Oh, listen.
Amen. Brian, preach it.
Come on. It is what it is. You got all these BCS Buster teams. They just need to move out the way and let the real dogs go.
You going to take that, Randy?
No,
are you going to take that?
Brian, by the way, I'll dog cuss both of you. Brian's too big for me to dog cuss. Brian, hey, Brian, we enjoyed having you, man. Thanks a lot. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Brian Arakpo, former University of Texas star, now coming in here Sunday as a rookie with those Washington Redskins.